Welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Brook along with Don Rose, U.S. Commodities, and some mixed closes in grain and livestock futures trade today. And Don, let's talk first of all about soybeans. I know we've been kind of removing some weather premium from that market with the Argentina rains. You know, we had a bounce in both meal and soybeans today. So have we taken enough weather premium out, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think that's what it was about today. We had a big break on soybeans, 68 cents from the top to the bottom, and, you know, a little bit of a dead cat bounce. So I think it's a market that, you know, wants to continue to move lower. We've got the funds, Michelle, in a precarious position. They're sitting long both corn and soybeans, of course, short the wheat. And we've got a crop in South America that looks like it's going to continue to improve with Brazil's harvest really gaining momentum. Remember, the peak harvest in Brazil is really January 20th through February 20th, so you're right here.
So if those yield reports start coming off the combine in Brazil, good or better than expected, will this market continue to have to grind lower in soybeans, and will that be the catalyst to get the funds out of their longs?
Well, you know, the thing that's really taken us higher here the last 2 years is the fact that it's been a supply look at the market that has been shrinking around the world. So as the supplies grow and we're left to look at the demand side, I think that's going to be the issue. And I think when we go forward, maybe even starting next week, the export sales just really start to drop sharply to non-existent going forward as Brazil picks up the pace. So, yeah, most definitely, I think it's a market that is on hold here, waiting to see really what the weather pattern, if it's a change as La Nina is dying, fading or not. But it's a liquidation in progress, we think.
You bet. So corn setting back today, it wasn't able to follow either beans or wheat. So did we run up into chart resistance, or was there something else that was pushing the market down today?
Yeah, I think it was follow-through funds trying to defend their position overnight. Couldn't really do it. We went up to some chart resistance, head and shoulders top maybe. Looks like it. It failed at that right shoulder again. So that resistance area is the old one, 680.85. Very tough on nearby corn. And, of course, 595 to 6 on the new crop corn, and could not push back through those levels. And so I think we saw liquidation with the funds there also long, trying to figure out what to do as the demand is slowing down.
All right, so what are we looking for demand? We know exports are lower. China's really been kind of absent from the market. Is that the big gorilla in the room there or what?
Well, you know, Ukraine continues to sell corn underneath the market in the world, and Russia wheat. So it's that Black Sea is an issue. So I think, you know, that is the big thing that we have to watch. The good news for the corn is actually from now until about the 1st of June when we start Brazil's harvest, we don't have to worry about the competition from South America. So after that, so we should have a pickup in exports maybe, but they still look about 100 million too high, Michelle.
Gotcha. Wheat market bounced again today. Is this just a technical recovery? We were so oversold in that market, or did we just get too cheap or what, Don?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those that, you know, we press it technically, funds press it, and then can't push to the downside. So then they relieve it. We bounce a little bit, but we are putting in a base, for example, on March wheat, you know, this 720, 740, we keep hovering in that area, but we can't get over 750, 760 either. So we're in that base. Do we have a catalyst out here to push higher? From here forward, I think we're going to start watching North America weather pretty close to see what our wheat crop looks here. Maybe that'll help give some direction to the upside, but hopefully not to the downside.
Yeah, and we don't have much risk premium in that market, that's for sure, on the weather side. Okay, let's move over to cattle. The fourth day higher here, new contract highs in the back months. You know, do we keep going higher here? And if so, how much?
Yeah, I think it's a cattle market that's a cyclical bull market, well advertised, just because we're still in a liquidation phase when we start building the herd. Should have a good 3 year, 2 to 4 year window to the upside. Certainly putting some premiums in those back months for that. And numbers just aren't there, as we saw in the last cattle on feed report. It's going to be about more as the economy slows. Do we go into a tougher recession where the demand slows and compensates, or do we get into some kind of a black swan like we've had before?
Yeah, and let's wrap up on hogs. It has been, I've been calling it a death spiral in that hog market, and obviously we haven't quite found a bottom here yet, have we?
No, you know, the futures market tries to find a bottom. You know, the February, they were holding about a $4.50 premium. It's just at the cash, you know, hovering around $72. It can't get off the mat here. There again, we're going to watch the demand. But if you look at it, summer hogs look like they're at some pretty good value. Remember, the numbers aren't a lot different than they were this year than last year. Last year, we went to 123 on August hogs. So with the tight cattle numbers, let's see what happens from here. But looks like you're trying to find a base down here. We'll see if it can find a catalyst up.
All right. Well, hopefully we can. I know cash has been having a tough time catching. I know we've had a few more slaughter numbers. I forgot to ask you, what's your expectations for cash cattle this week?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think the cash cattle are going to be more steady to lower. I think it's just because the beef is under a little bit of pressure, having a harder time selling the beef here. So I think a little bit lower, and then maybe we can see some strength again. That's not unusual seasonally, Michelle.
Okay, thanks so much. Don Rose with U.S. Commodities and Markets Now.